She's blowing a gale today.
This week on Altoons, Logan Richard and Noah Malcolm share their newest tracks with us. Nikki Gallant accurately remembers the past, and Richard Wood is back for the second part of his exclusive interview, which focuses on his first ever live album. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to Isletunes for the week of November 24th, 2024. I'm here to bring you the music of the gentle island, songs you know and songs you'll discover for the first time over the next hour or so. I gather all this PEI music together so you don't have to, because someone's gotta do it. Before I give your toes a reason to tap with these island earworms, gotta do a couple of shout-outs. First, thank you to Margie Williams for subscribing to the Isletunes YouTube channel. All the rest of y'all can do the same with one simple click. Plus, if you additionally click the little bell thingy, you can receive notifications when new episodes go up. That'll always happen on Sundays, but with my schedule and energy level, the uploads never quite make the same time from Sunday to Sunday, so let YouTube do the informing. Second, a huge I am on my knees bowing thank you to Richard and Faye Williams Wood, who this week generously supported this podcast with an incredible donation via PayPal. And just so as you know, they did that after I interviewed Richard. No payola here. If you don't know what that is, as Madonna said,
look it up.
It's not the only thing you're going to learn during your time here, because should entertainment not educate at the same time? By the way, Richard, Faye, you're like butter. Let's start your entertaining education about PEI and its music anyway with one of its most recent releases. Logan Richard went from a 12-year-old hitting stages with fellow preteens and new teens in blues group Rip Paper to having his music featured in shows on Netflix and City TV. He's a go-to guy in terms of being a session musician for other artists across the province, and he started releasing solo music in 2017, including his full self-titled album of 2021. You've heard of Gender Fluid. Logan is described as genre fluid, and word has it there's another album in the works. I'm going to take the educated guess that this single that came out in October is meant to herald that. To me, it's kind of like if you took the Eagles and their sound and brought them into the present day. I'm sure you'll hear Logan performing this song November 29th and 30th at Hunter River's Harmony House. Logan Richard kicks off episode 65 of Isletunes with his new cut, Feels This Way. Feel it!
Emptied out all your dresser drawers, packed bags by the door. Booked a flight, now we're headed north, over the St. Lawrence. You told me your mother could speak French. I learned some words on the plane. I don't think that I said them right from the look she had on her face. So I didn't know. Nobody tell me that it could feel this way. Why didn't nobody tell me that it could feel this way? 'Cause it feels this way. It feels this way. On our way down to meet your friends, half asleep and jet lagged, pointed out where you got high for the first time and where you had your first heartbreak. Started feeling the nerves when I heard you say that they're going to medical school. Well, I played Operation when I was a kid, so I think I know a thing or two. So why didn't nobody tell me that it could feel this way? Why didn't nobody tell me that it could feel this way? 'Cause it feels this way. I'm gonna wanna go back, gonna wanna go back to feeling this way. I'm gonna wanna go back, gonna wanna go back. I just wanna go.
seat of a taxi cab. I'm on my way to catch an aeroplane. The driver turns his head around and asks me, sir, is everything okay? Why did nobody tell me that it could feel this way? So why did nobody tell me?
Just heard Barachois on Isletunes with this offering from their 1999 Encore album, Aviez-vous entendu parler? If my French sucks, then my Acadian French is even worse. My attempts to translate this title come out to Have You Heard Of or Have You Heard Tell, neither of which sounds right. Reach out and enlighten me, my island francophone friends. At least I can tell you that Barachois was comprised of three Arsenaux and a Bergeron. Albert, Chuck, and Louise, with Hélène being the Bergeron, they released three albums between 1996 and 2002, and like many good PEI bands, they morphed into other acts when they split up. Chuck and Albert became, bien sûr, Chuck and Albert, while Louise and Hélène made their way into Les Girls and Gadelle. If you've ever read The Buzz, our one and only arts and culture magazine, you know the name Peter Richards. After all, he co-founded it in 1993, along with City Cinema, and was its publisher and managing editor until his retirement from the publication. That he wasn't content simply getting the word out about other artists isn't surprising. Before he joined up with PEI bluegrass outfit Blue Streak, he played in island bands like Touch and Gone and fashioned two albums of his own original music, mostly featuring other local singers. One of those records came to life in 2015 after Peter hit a kitchen party where the ladies in attendance were getting down nonstop. This gave Peter the inspo to put together a collection of songs that would get those of dual X chromosomes moving. The album was All the Women Were Dancing, and here's one of its cuts with Chastity Smith on vocals. Say the word. This is Peter Richards, buzzing around on AllTunes.
One ticket to I want to hear you. this world is all you'll ever get to see. I know this truth within my heart. You'll go away, we'll drift apart. I want to hear you say the word. I want to hear you. I'm listening to everything you say. So say the word. You know the word is.
Peter Richards making the music, Chastity Smith saying the word on Say the Word from 2015 on iTunes. Coming up, Greg Bungie serves up some common sense. C. Ruth begs to differ, and Richard Wood is back with part two of his iTunes interview, this time diving deep into his newest album. I would dare say that most of us, half the U.S. not included, believe in progress. But how do you know what you're progressing from if you don't know what went before? Even this most island of islands has a rich tapestry of past events to pull from. And why get paper cuts from a boring textbook when you've got me to break previous events down for you in This Week in PEI History? November 25th, 1929, emblazoned across the front page of the Charlottetown Guardian, even above the nameplate, was the headline, New Ferry to Handle All Traffic. The accompanying article announced that the long-delayed plans for a ferry had been completed and that it would be operated by the Canadian National Railways between Port Borden, PEI, and Cape Tormentine, New Brunswick. The new vessel, touted as the last word in ferry transportation and icebreaking, was expected to be 324 feet long and 61 feet wide and would be completed by spring 1931. Did they make their deadline? Apparently not, because the first ferry ride didn't happen until 1941.
Sometimes it just takes a ferry.
November 29, 1950. The Guardian of the Gulf reported that some 700,000 bushels of PEI potatoes had been ordered by a European country, according to an E.D. Reed, the manager of the Provincial Potato Marketing Board. The article went on to detail stuff like negotiations and prices and subsidies and deals and all that. But what I want to know is, why did the paper only ever list the interested party as the European country? Like, they never specified which one. Somebody had potato shame or what? November 30th, 1874. Lucy Maud Montgomery, who introduced the island to readers the world over with her novel Anne of Green Gables, was born on this date in Clifton. Mind you, Anne wasn't Maud's only fictional heroine. There's also Kilmeny, Sarah, Emily, Valency, Marigold, Pat, and Jane. I kind of have to know that because I wrote the book and lyrics for the musical drama The Nine Lives of Ella Montgomery. That's also how I know that Maud absolutely hated being called Lucy Maud. I even wrote it into the show. So do Maud a solid on her birthday and call her by her preferred name. If you need an audio reminder.
And then there's Maud.
Okay, that's from the 1970s, not the 1870s, but it still works.
Look it up, look it up.
Hi, this is Ann Peters from Takeda Takeda, and you're listening to iTunes with Adam Michael James.
You still come into my head. I remember you still leaving those cereal bowls at the head of your bed, and it drove me up. But anytime I'd fall, you were right there, right there. We had a lot to learn. Gotta build the bridge before you burn it. But with your love, I didn't have to earn it. And that's what I loved most of all. I was having trouble at home, so we made one of our own. Remember you still leaving those cereal bowls at the head of your bed, and it drove me up the wall.
trying to find some direction. I was the salt on a bad infection. But then I met your family. They were so nice to me.
So nice to me, yeah.
Whether you like it frosted or with oat clusters, or both, Noah Malcolm serves up some cereal, his latest track, here on Isle Tunes. The proudly queer Noah started putting out music in 2017 and has since picked up a slew of Music PEI awards and also ECMA nominations. There's a definite folk feel to his music, but with more of a contemporary spin on it. He's worked with both Colin Buchanan from Paper Lions and Jake Charon from the East Pointers. When Noah's not scoring short films and TV episodes, he's performing at the Festival of Small Halls and the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. Oh, and remember I mentioned Music PEI? Noah debuted Serial as part of Music PEI's awards gala this past March. And aren't you the lucky one? I committed that perf to Pixels for you, though I couldn't upload it until Noah released its single. It is now up on Patreon along with other Island performances and expanded interviews, and you can see it all for just $5 a month, every cent of which helps defray costs involved with making podcast episodes every week. Patreon.com/IsleTunes. Merci and beaucoup. Earlier in the show, we talked about girls dancing in the kitchen, parties that is, but lest we forget, there are boys in the kitchen too. That's a band we have a parish priest to thank for, as said priest recruited musicians in 1991 for a fundraiser, and the rest is history. One of those kitchen boys was Greg Bungie, who, after recording two albums with the more Celtic-sounding group, decided to embrace his not-so-inner rocker. Henceforth, Greg's album, A Radical Departure, arrived. The 2019 record was informed by Greg's career as a teacher and by the heart attack he endured 11 years earlier, both instances of which made their way into the tracks. Here is one that can certainly be applied to recent American events, and not a moment too soon. It's Greg Bungie on Isle Tunes, advocating for something there's far too little of these days, common sense. Remember that?
When you feel like nobody's listening, perhaps it's time to stop talking. When you feel like your heel is blistering, perhaps it's time to stop walking. We keep on doing the same old thing. We keep on using the words that sting. Take the time to look around. Stop the madness that abounds. Take a breath, sit down upon the ground, and make some common sense. You feel trapped in the hole you're digging in. Perhaps it's time to stop shoveling. When the deck is stacked and you cannot win, stop taking it on the chin. We keep on doing the same old thing. We keep on using the words that sting. Take the time to look around.
Take a breath, sit down upon the ground and make some common sense. Strike the path out on your own. Reap the harvest of seeds you've sown. Take all the truths that you have known and boil them down to the bare bones. Take the time to look around, stop the madness that abounds. Take a breath, sit down upon the ground and make some common sense. The words that sting. Take the time to look around, stop the madness that abounds. Take a breath, sit down upon the ground and make some common sense. Take the time to look around, stop the madness that abounds. Take a breath, sit down upon the ground and make some common sense.
I remember.
An anthem to taking back one's power and not being fooled by revisionist history and or selective amnesia, something I'm also applying to the negative power shift down south. Did you think I was going to stop speaking out? That's Summerside native Nikki Gallant and Free, I Remember, on iTunes. It's kind of got some 80s synths in there, and I'm getting definite Sade vibes. This song actually first found life as a 2019 single, but made it onto Nikki's third album, 2022's Subtle Motions, though there's nothing subtle about the lifting up layered into this groove. Nikki's no newbie either. Her previous records were Blue Roses, released in 2000, and When You Find It, which her fans found, in 2005. Sean Lush shared indigenous traditions, history, and music with the island in his time performing with the Mi'kmaq Heritage Actors, but it was when he picked up the mic as a rapper that he came into his own. Taking the name Shinobi, stylized with a dollar sign at the end, from the Japanese translation of the Chinese word ninja, Sean first went public with his rhymes in 2021, and after an array of singles, Sean/Shinobi released the full-length album MIA late last year. Just before that Missing in Action collection was located, Shinobi dropped this single, an honest admission of darker feelings that we all experience but do our best to keep from each other. This ninja gets his strength not from weapons, but from truth. iTunes brings you Shinobi and No Exit in Sight.
I'm living life while I'm stuck in my head, stuck in my bed, left all unread. I've been living life cause I'm trapped in my mind, I can't even find out the time. Just go shut all the doors and I'll shut all the curtains. I'm looking for a purpose, I'm hurting inside, wasting away, yeah, I know that I'm worthless. I honestly think I deserve it this time. I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my life. Yeah, I say that I'm fine, maybe that was a lie. Yeah, I've lost all the innocence inside of my mind. This life is full of ignorance, like some of the swine. Yeah, there's nothing left to fight, and there's no exit in sight. I've been drunk and I've been driving, I've been playing with my life. No, I got Whitney on my nine. Yeah, there's no exit in sight. Yeah, I'm praying for the light.
Hey, I've been out trying a lot, I've been making a lot, I've been trapping a lot. I got the money, I'm talking a lot, leaving you speechless, I'm rapping a lot. I've been out sturdy like Bill in the plot, I've been out smoking the pot, I've been ducking the cops, I've been leaving the dust when I'm stealing the block. I'm a main character like I'm writing the plot. Mother Shinobi, I hit with a shot, struggle like cell like I fit in the top. Cooking an album, I'm waiting to drop, writing tattoo, he ain't talking to cops. On that grind, ain't no way I'm gonna stop. Yeah, I'm in the pain when I hit with the block, hanging with twins or I'm talking clocks. Passing the woods like my name is stock. Cooking up, we sauce, huh? And pay for it all, don't know what it cost. Got all this paycheck but not for the night. Put you to sleep, ain't turning no toss. Rap a dog, but I ain't from college. Talking the trash so we get to the stop. Gotta roll unless you wanna get rocked. Thinking the internet
pay my emotion. Spaceships fly around me, mind's feeling like a zombie. I've been out here finally, wasting away calmly. Life's unfolding like bad origami. I've been outside, finally I'm smiling. I got all the thoughts inside of my head, leaving till red, leaving till death. Death do us part till I finally go and depart from this world I am no longer of.
I've been losing my mind, I've been losing my life. Yeah, I say that I'm fine, maybe that was a lie. Yeah, I've lost all the innocence inside of my mind. This life is full of ignorance, like some of the swine.
Yeah, there's nothing left to fight, and there's no exit in sight. I've been drunk and I've been driving, I've been playing with my life.
No,
I got Whitney on my nine. Yeah, there's no exit in sight. Yeah, I'm praying for the light.
Shinobi, a rapping warrior uncloaking himself with 2023's No Exit in Sight on iTunes. You know, every one of us has felt this way at one time or another, maybe even more so in the past couple of weeks. Talking about this stuff takes the power out of it. Still to come, See Ruth's riffs come in a pack, Brock Mattson offers to carry you, and Richard Wood makes his evening of Celtic music last forever. The cloudy, rainy, windy, sucky weather we've had the solid past 2 weeks seems to have no exit in sight, though we'll inevitably see the sun again. Ooh, unintentionally profound. But one thing that never comes to an end around here is the constant circulation of island artists putting on live shows. Let's discuss some of them, shall we? In Gigs to Dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, November 28th, it's Kelly Mooney with Route 225 at Trailside Music Hall. Friday, November 29th, and Saturday, November 30th, it's live with Logan Richard at Harmony House in Hunter River. His musical guest on the 29th will be Dennis Ellsworth, and his musical guest on the 30th will be Tamara Steele and Colin Buchanan. Also happening November 29th, it's Saltwater Dolly's Celtic Christmas at Red Shores in Charlottetown. Saturday, November 30th, sees three shows I'm going to tell you about, Jeannie and Charles at Island Chocolates in Victoria. Send me some of those chocolates. Also, Lawrence Maxwell, Poet of the Common Man, is taking place at Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague. And wrapping up November 30th, it's Lucy Blue and the Diamond Groove at the Seashell Cafe in Traveler's Rest. Looking into next month, December 1st, Lenny Gallant's The Innkeeper's Christmas is at Harbourfront Theater in Summerside. December 11th, it's 2 hours traffic and their only PEI appearance of their 15th anniversary of Territory Tour. That's at the Trailside, and they will be performing with Gizmo. And December 14th, Absolute Losers is at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown.
I'm Drea McDonald, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
It's just different.
Yeah. Riff Pack 3.
Different.
Let's go. Watch this one. So, the first 16 bars, I give you part of my soul in the lyrics. In that DeLorean from Mars out the Matrix, the moon had a conversation. A couple stars around floating in to make a nation. That's a galaxy of you and me, build a pyramid from a time ago. Opportunity to manifest the light. Open the dice right, produce some bright colors. Color the rainbow to show our forefathers that wherever the rain goes, power is 10 toes down in your bones, now in your zone. Clear the space to meditate and educate the mind. Really, it's my own kind, coming from my own shine. I knew it from a long time, long time, long time. Oh, I knew it from a long time. But here is Riff Pack 3. I've been zoned in and tapped in for 3 or 4 minutes. Really, it's been a couple of years still with it. Funny, when I started Root, I barely meditated. Now I'm moving educated, got my matters and my cadence. Quietly, I'm moving lately, music is my medicine. Hella wins when I'm spitting like Lamar. Spirit really wants to soar, way higher than before. Panhandlers, they calling for me. Not because of money, it's way deeper than that, but simple at the same time. Play my tunes loud on the radio, hear the voice, you already know how the thing go. We are on door, let me go slow. Find flow, move like a river. Tell you stories from my past life to deliver. Truth to your bones, way down and your liver. Thunder come around, I smile, not because I know the gain, but the pain to make Riff Pack 1. Bring you fire, so me hot like sun. Back when Joseph never showed his gun, man was calm still, whichever way the wind blows. 35 below, well, I really beg to differ. Snake me one time, now I really beg to differ. Still my own shine, boy, I really beg to differ. You want to come close, please, I really beg to differ. 35 below, well, I really beg to differ. Snake me one time, now I really beg to differ. Steal my own shine, boy, I really beg to differ. Want to come close, please, I really beg to differ. Yeah, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
C. Ruth from his 2022 EP Riff Pack Volume 3, that's Beg to Differ on Isle Tunes. This expert in hip-hop and Afrobeat comes to us from Nigeria, and although he's got solo tracks galore, that's not the only place you're going to hear from him. He's also a founding member of and vocalist for the Umbrella Collective, which has taken the island by storm over the past year. And to tie it all together, the Umbrella Collective takes its name from a photo of an umbrella being held by C. Ruth's mother, Ruth. Now to flip it from neo-soul to classic country, because that's just what Isle Tunes does. Brock Mattson started out in his hometown of Barrie, Ontario, both as a solo artist and in the bands Him Villa and Fuzzy and the Boys. He's hung his cowboy hat on the island for a while now, and if I'm reading the tea leaves right, we have a new album to look forward to next year. In the meantime, there's nothing wrong with hearkening back to his 2014 album, The Child I Once Was. Child Brock got made fun of by other kids for listening to country music and so kept his love of the genre secret from there. But there's no need to keep it a secret anymore. Isle Tunes brings you Brock Mattson and I Will Carry You. Brock Mattson and I Will Carry You on Isle Tunes. Fun fact, Brock is carried, in essence, by his grandfather, Canadian country star Larry Mattson, who scored some hits on the RPM charts in the late 70s and early 80s. Speaking of back in the day, Richard Wood is now well known in Canada and beyond for his phenomenal fiddling, but in the past, instead of starting with a fiddle in his hand, it all began for him with step dancing shoes on his feet. In the last episode, Richard and I spoke about those rhythmic roots and about how accompanying his father to fiddle lessons led to taking lessons himself and recording his debut album when he was just 13. Ah, the Alpha and the Omega. Richard's latest album is Richard Wood Live, An Evening of Celtic Music, and it's time to hippie us about it with part two of this exclusive chat we had in the Isle Tunes Studios, otherwise known as my basement. Let's find out what inspired Richard to put out his first ever live collection and also listen to a cut from it. But don't be impatient. Talking first, music later. This is Richard Wood. What would you say was your best or most favorite experience touring, and what has been your most unusual?
And that's going to be hard to pick out because you got 30 years worth, but that's... whatever just pops out.
Well, Well, there's two that kind of right off the top of my head.
Those count.
Yeah. And one was the Canada Day celebration that was in, I think it was in like early 2000s that we did in Ottawa. And we were part of the national broadcast and on Parliament Hill. And there was probably over 100,000 people
wow.
in this audience. And just the vibe... the lead up to it, there was like 2 days of lead up. Colin James was there, and legendary, of course, Colin James, and it was an incredible experience doing the performance. And I mean, with that applause, with that kind of crowd, as you can imagine, and where it is and where we were on Parliament Hill, obviously it's going national across the country, but the sound that was going out was echoing. You could hear it echoing off the buildings.
Oh wow.
Like, so when I finished my last note,
it resonated. Applause,
but you could hear it like echoing off the building. It was incredible. I could have climbed the walls after that. You know what I mean?
Oh my
it
God.
Was just
I can't even imagine. That's
it was
amazing.
Yeah, like incredible, absolutely incredible. So that's one that is kind of just sticks out for sure. And another was St. Patrick's Day with the Chieftains. Diana Krall was in the audience, and Elvis Costello, and numerous others, and at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Ooh.
I mean, so, and to make it even more special, my dad, who was told by the doctors he had just had some heart trouble and a heart attack, and they had said that, you know, no, we don't want you traveling. You should be. And he's like, you know, stubborn and typical military. He said, listen, my son is going to be performing with the Chieftains at Carnegie Hall. I'm going. So he flew down, and so to have him there, it was magical. It's it's Carnegie Hall, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a little hard
cool.
to top that.
Yeah, it was.
That's very cool.
But yeah, definitely two. As far as unusual
or exotic, or different or weird or.
There was a wacky gig I did in London, England, one time, and I don't know what had happened, but there was some water that spilt on the stage.
Oh, no.
So I come back in, and it's near the end of the first half, and I launch into this step dancing and playing at the same time. And all of a sudden, my foot caught the water, and I was down and back up within just a matter of like a second or two. I managed to catch myself down, up, and I said, don't worry, folks. It's all part of the show. We'll see you in the second half.
Yeah.
As I'm walking off the stage and I'm walking back, I can just feel this thing kind of hanging, and it had snapped the neck. And it was just hanging by the strings. So it broke the neck right off my fiddle. Needless to say, there was no second half of the show. So weird and bizarre. But
at least it was your fiddle and not your arm.
And not my arm or my leg, right, or my ankle.
I wondered there for a second why you were describing that.
Right.
Like, what was hanging off? What haven't you done musically yet that you'd like to? Disco fiddle, R&B rosining?
There's some different collaborations that I would like to... I would like to actually kind of mixture in a little bit more classical into some of my pieces. I've done some work with different composers and arrangers, leaning that way with some of my pieces and some of the quartets and some of the orchestral arrangements. But I'd like to push a little bit harder into that kind of area. There is some kind of funk and a little bit of that also that I would like to add into some of my music. There's some different flavorings there.
Sure, there's so many different ways you can go.
Right, some East Indian kind of sounding
Ooh,
kind of music,
yeah,
which would
yeah,
be really
be
cool.
Yeah.
Those are some different areas that, you know, that I'd really like to kind of explore with, over the next couple of years. You never know. You never know what'll kind of transpire.
What the muse is going to say.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So true. But
y'all thought we weren't going to talk about this, but we're finally going to. The new album.
Yes.
Your first since 2019's Unbroken, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And your first live album, one that captures your yearly Evening of Celtic Music series of concerts, Stanley Bridge. What inspired you to document those shows sonically and release it as an album?
I think the live album has kind of been something I've been approached about and I've been asked about for quite some time. obviously doing a produced album, it's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, the energy's different.
It's totally different. The sound is different. You know, on a live album, you know, you're liable to hear some feedback or microphones or something sounds or feet, whatever, right? There's all these little nuances, but that's what creates that live album, which is awesome. There's some great live albums out there that, no, you don't want it perfect. You want to hear all that kind of stuff that's going on, which makes it's part of that experience, yeah. Right? So we've kind of talked about it, and I've recorded some stuff on different shows. I've listened to some of it back. I'm kind of like, nah, but that kind of works. I don't know. This kind of doesn't, it kind of lacks energy here. This is kind of cool, you know, and this has been going on. Like I've kind of had that experience for, you know, the last few years now for sure. And so, you know, of course, Stanley Bridge it's the acoustics in that hall are beautiful. It's a great, beautiful place to play, the Women's Institute in Stanley Bridge. And I, you know, been doing the summer concert series there on Saturday nights for many, many years now. And, you know, we talked about it, and after, you know, just a lot of debate, we were kind of back and forth, and we were like, yeah, you know what, this is the place, and I want to let, this is the night, here's what we're going to do, we're going to set the mics up, and, you know, we kind of got the program kind of worked out here. And let's just go for broke. So
it's all from one evening.
It's all from the one evening, yeah.
Nice. Because you could have done it the other way, too, where it's
sure, we could have segmented
different nights. But
yeah.
I kind of like that it's just all from the same night.
It is, and that's cool. So basically, what we kind of did right now is I kind of wanted to divide it up into two kind of segments, two albums. So what you have here, and as you can hear on the last track on the evening of Celtic Music Live, is you actually hear me saying, thank you so much, folks. We're going to take a short break, and we'll see you all back for the second half. So it's a natural kind of progression. So I'm thinking in probably April is kind of the time frame. We're going to come out with Richard Wood Live, the second half, right?
Nice.
So which will be another six tracks, which will make the 12 tracks, right? I think when you hear it and you listen to it just the way it is from here on, from the first six, like it does capture that. You can feel that energy just in its... In its raw form, you know, without a whole lot of things being done, and that's awesome. We actually captured what we were, you know, what we were trying to achieve and what we wanted to get on it.
And not just once, but twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, since this is kind of a package deal on both these albums, are the tracks live versions of previously released material of yours, or did you end up putting new material on either one of these albums?
This here is all material that I have not... All this music on this album I haven't recorded before, so it's all new stuff.
Cool.
None of the previous albums. The second half, I should say, the second album of this
coming in April.
It might have one or two that I think were from some of my earlier music,
which is also cool because you're bringing it back,
yeah, and it'll be the first time hearing it done live, which is kind of cool.
Now I'm not usually one who likes to hand over the DJ reins on this show, because I'm a DJ, also I'm a control freak, but for you I will make an exception. Which track from Richard Wood Live, an evening of Celtic Music, would you like to play for listeners, and furthermore, how about setting it up for us?
Well, okay, the opening track, I think it's a really cool set because it's got some music in here which is featured a piece by Wendy McIsaac, who's from Cape Breton, brilliant, brilliant lady, brilliant composer. It's a tune that she wrote called Steve-O's Jig. There's a tune from Phil Cunningham and Ian McDonald. Phil Cunningham is actually an absolutely incredible accordion player. Hoping to get the chance to meet up with Phil when we're back in Scotland. He's from that area. And he wrote this great tune called The Appropriate Dipstick is the name of it. And fiddle tunes are like... They got some wacky names on them.
I noticed that. Yeah,
and there's The Reel of Rio, which is a tune composed by Sean Ryan, great kind of Irish tune, and another Irish tune by Liz Carroll, who's out of Chicago, and she's a brilliant, brilliant fiddle player, brilliant Irish player. I've had the chance to work with her on many different festivals, and she's living in Chicago. She's incredible, and it's called... Wissahickon Drive is the last tune in this set, and it's just a rockin' fiddle tune. You're hearing Brent's guitar playing, just kind of setting the mood, And it really kind of just nails home what kind of evening you're in for.
Sets the tone.
Totally sets the tone.
Not only for this disc, but the next
one. For the next one, yeah.
One more question before we hit play.
Sure.
What's your hair regimen? Because we long hairs have to stick together, you know?
We do. My mom, this is where my curls come from. Naturally curly hair. And,
lucky.
And mom had thick curly hair. But Marc Anthony is the products that I use. Marc Anthony.
Nice.
Bright yellow bottle, and it's the Marc Anthony for curls. It's for curly hair. So shampoo, Marc Anthony. Conditioner, Marc Anthony. And the cream curl, Marc Anthony. And then the finishing touch.
Plug, plug.
Marc Anthony. So
sponsored by
Marc.
Get them to sponsor your tour.
You know what? That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. I go through a lot of it.
I learned only recently that once we get older, our scalps don't produce as much oil, and that's
right.
Why when you get older, your hair looks drier.
Right.
And so now I use a leave-in conditioner.
You've
got the Marc Anthony thing going on, so you don't have that problem. We're going to Pantene leave-in conditioner.
It is time
to indulge in an evening of Celtic music, whatever time of day that you are listening. This is the opener, a cut from Richard Wood's new album, which is most deserving of an iTunes world premiere. Richard, congratulations on this new album. And I'm not blowing smoke when I say it has really been a privilege to meet you and to be able to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I'm sure you must be hella busy.
It's a pleasure to be here, and This is awesome. This is so great that you have this going and have it for everybody, but for all of this incredible music that we have here in Prince Edward Island. You know, knowing what I've done and what I continue to do, and seeing where we're at now musically on PEI, and to be a part of it all for this many years, and looking forward, it makes my heart beyond proud of this beautiful, beautiful island for sure.
Island world premiere.
Here we go.
fittingly, that is the opener from Richard Wood's new album, Richard Wood Live, An Evening of Celtic Music. No, for real, that's what the first cut on it is called, and you're hearing it here on Isletunes. If you're now finding yourself jonesing for the bulk of Richard's back catalog, it's true that not all of it is available digitally, but that's about to change because I have it on good authority that you'll soon be able to stream all 9 of Richard's albums. Because a stitch in time saves, and all that. I don't know, I'm just trying to find a way to wrap up this bit. And now it's time to wrap up this episode. 65, can you believe it? Isletunes is now old enough to retire, but the only podcast to play nothing but PEI music isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's back next week with Island singer and rapper Brayden V, who himself will sit down for an interview. So check it. Hey, I forgot to mention that Richard Wood is now a subscriber on Patreon. Like I said before, it's just $5 a month to support this show and get access to a boatload of Island-only content. You want to follow in Richard's footsteps, don't you? Patreon.com/Isletunes. Now, if PayPal is your thing, donate what you like via the link in the description, wherever you happen to be listening to this sucker. 902-807-4250 and amj@isletunes.ca. Those are the methods through which you can deliver comments, requests, suggestions, and all that. Plus, if you're of a mind to record yourself doing up an Island catchphrase, you can also use those contact methods to get that to me, just like Justin Dwaran did. And now his voice started out in an episode. How about that? I always post links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show on its socials, Facebook, Instagram, come like the things, would ya? Isletunes also has a TikTok account, but damned if I've gotten myself to use it yet. I'm also going to get this thing on Blue Sky here in the next little bit, as that seems to be the best way to X out X and send a message to one of the dark forces threatening to turn my home country into an autocracy. Yay for peaceful protest and rebellion! And y'all, if you think it can't happen here in Canada, I'm just saying. What is it they say about an ounce of prevention? Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kayla McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and like Janet Jackson once said,
"That's the end?"
It's sad, yeah, but we gotta do it. Though it'll be just 7 little sleeps before I and the full range of PEI music are back in your ear. And I do mean full range, because the aforementioned coordination assistant Jackie Robichaud tells me there are now 300 plus Island artists in the Isletunes music library, and she scored at least 50 of them. Don't know what I'd do without her. Woo! 300. Strength in numbers, baby. Yeah, I'm back to that. My podcast, my rules. Besides, as Dutch diplomat Gijs de Vries said, ultimately freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.